Good morning, it's time for the Case State Extension Report. We've got Brooklyn Morrison with us, one of the 4-H interns. Introduce yourself, sort of what got you into the internship?
Well, I'm an education major at Emporia State, so I really value spending time with like kids and helping doing programs and stuff. And my first year out of high school, I graduated in 2024. I got the same job, and they were doing different programs and whatnot. And then I've done it this is my third summer. So I did it last year too, but last year, instead of doing more programs, I did more fair stuff. And then same thing this year, I'm working for the whole district and I'm focusing more on doing more fair stuff and helping out in the offices and whatnot. But I'll still get out there and do some programs with the kids, and it's a lot of fun for me.
Well, you said you've been doing it for the last 3 years. What are you looking forward to this summer specifically?
I'm really excited on how many interns we have this summer. In the previous years, we haven't had as many. This is the most we've ever had, and I'm just really excited to collaborate with so many people and have so many awesome people on staff.
Well, you've obviously probably have some 4-H experience coming up through high school. Do you have any memories specifically from that?
I actually did not do 4-H growing
up. Oh, awesome. Okay.
I know. I was kind of, I don't want to say, I knew somebody who worked in the Linden office, and so she helped get me the job, and I've had some really, really awesome memories at the fairs these past couple years, but I actually didn't do it growing up, and I kind of feel like I missed out. Like, it's so much fun. I wish I would have done it growing up.
Well, so that's a completely different experience now. You get to sort of see it from the older perspective. What is sort of something from your perspective that you would sort of encourage people to go ahead and do it at the younger ages?
I think something that I didn't get before, because like, I've always lived in rural Kansas, but I didn't grow up, like, with livestock. I think people think that 4-H is just, like, showing livestock, but it's not. There's so many different things. There's baking and crafts and so many little things that, like, younger kids can do, or people who don't live on farms. There's so many different ways to be involved, and it's not just about livestock. It's about, like, community, being with other people, and, like, being a good leader. And so I would encourage people to put their kids in it for that purpose of just showing them what leadership is.
Well, fantastic getting to know you in this interview. We'll hopefully see more of you around this summer.